I'd like to spend a few weeks reminding us of the benefits we have of being a child of God, of being a Christian, being saved, being the daughter of a king, the king. Sometimes we may forget in our busy lives all that we have as our inheritance, all that we have as at our disposal right now as royalty. Not just in heaven, but now as we live. And sometimes I need to stop and remember, wow, all of this is available to me. All of this is mine. You know, whether or not we know it, whether or not we think about it, whether or not we take advantage of all the benefits, they're still there. It's kind of like maybe having a new smartphone and you only know how to work 15% of what all the amazing things that it can do. That's what my kids would tell me. Or a benefits package on insurance or something like this, or on a new car. It's still there. It's still ours, even if we don't take advantage. But how much fuller and more happy and joyful our life can be if we remember the benefits of being a child of God. So today I want to talk about, I'm sure, my number one. This is my go-to. This is what I always come back to in the Bible when I need encouragement. I'm sure this is different for every person. But in my personality and who I am, I want to be known and understood. That is what I crave. I crave to be known, well known, known inside and out, and understood. I want someone to understand all about me. Not everyone, but the few people that are closest to me. I want to be known and understood. And friends, we are known and understood by our loving Heavenly Father. That's why Psalm 139 is the go-to Bible chapter of my life. Those verses explain how thoroughly we are known and loved. And in Psalm 139 verse 2, it tells us that God knows our downsitting and our uprising, and he understands our thoughts afar off. To me, that means he's like a parent who has a small child. Did you ever go in and watch your child sleep at night with a heart full of love for them? He knows our downsitting. He knows when we lay down. He knows our uprising. He knows when we get up in the morning. He knows, he is aware of everything about us. And he understands our thoughts afar off. I don't understand myself a lot of the time, especially as I'm dealing with hormonal changes and mood swings. I absolutely don't understand what my thoughts are, but he understands them, and he understands them afar off. He understands me as he sees me coming, before I get there. He knows tomorrow what all my moods are going to be today, afar off, before it even happens. And that is so loving and encouraging to me. Now I'm going to tell on myself. I am not a person that plans well sometimes. For instance, all the things I need to take to church on a Sunday. Because we're going out of town this week, I wanted to make sure to get everything to people that I needed to get to them. And of course, church is the place where you see everyone. So by the back door, I had a cooler, a little insulated bag a friend left at my house. I had a gift that I needed to give a friend who was going to have a birthday while I was gone. And I wanted to change purses to match what I was going to wear. So of course I hadn't done that ahead of time. So I've got the new purse and the old purse in the car. You know, ladies, you've done this, and you're going to switch it out on the way up to church. We have a longer ride to church, so I have more time. And I've got all that. And of course, I've got my protein shake, my breakfast protein shake in one hand and my coffee in the other hand. So, you know, my family's used to this. It's a little bit of a whirlwind with me on Sundays. And so they're in the car and they're waiting for me. And my husband rolls down the window as I'm standing out there. I hand him in the protein shake so he can put it in the cup holder. I get in with all my paraphernalia. The kids have helped me carry things out. And I said, I really need my phone. My phone is the thing I'm always leaving everywhere. So, you know, everybody knows the drill, you know, just quiet, doesn't say anything. I go in, I look for my phone in all of the 15 places where it could be, come out frustrated because I don't have my phone. And so we take off for church and now we're just a little bit late. Have you ever had one of these mornings? Sometimes this is me. I'm really telling on myself here, but my husband just kind of cocked a half smile. He didn't have anything rude to say. He just said to me very, you know, quietly, I bet it's already in your purse. And he just drove. And I thought to myself, I'm going to kick myself if my phone is already in my purse. Guess what? It was already in my purse. And so he's just got a little bit of a grin, but he's not going to say anything. And so I look at him and said, you knew it. 25 years of knowing me and you knew it was in my purse. And so he laughed, we laughed, and then it was over. But even though that's embarrassing, when someone knows your quirks and the weird way you do things and your weaknesses, isn't it such security to know that someone knows that about you? 26 years, my husband and I have known each other. He knows about me and I know about him, and it's okay. And that security that you are known in your down times and your weaknesses, you're known, but you're still loved. You're not judged. You're still loved. And that is the Heavenly Father. Ladies, it doesn't matter how old we are, married, single, it does not matter. We have a Heavenly Father that knows us inside and out. And that is true whether or not we realize it and whether or not we believe it. But oh, the benefit we get when we just wrap ourselves in the knowledge of that, in the comfort of that. We are known and deeply loved for who we are exactly today. I hope that's as much an encouragement to you as it is to me. Let's talk again next week about the benefits of being a child of God so we can remember them. Walk in love. We love God through loving others.